In your Bibles tonight, 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, on occasion as the Lord leads us to honor and observe the Lord's Supper, He's commanded us to do it as often as you do it. There's not a specific amount of time that you do. My general practice is fifth Sunday nights, we honor the Lord's Supper. It keeps it consistent. But in the book of 1 Corinthians, the book of 1 Corinthians was written to the church in Corinth by the Apostle Paul. And the church at Corinth was notorious as the carnal church. The church at Corinth, they were doing all kinds of silly things that were in the flesh. And throughout the book of 1 and 2 Corinthians, we see the Apostle Paul dealing with certain things and setting in order things that would help the church stay out of carnality and worldliness and the flesh. And one of the things that God set in order in His Word, in order to help with the matter and issue of carnality, was the consistent observation of the Lord's Supper. And it's very simple if you remember this, and I learned to read looking at the communion table, "This do in remembrance of me." And it's easy to understand the purpose of communion when we see it in its context. The purpose is that we don't forget the reason we have church. Sadly, it seems hard, but it can become easy to forget why we really have church. You know, there are churches that meet all over this fruited plain that deny that Jesus is the way to heaven. There are churches all over this fruited plain that leave the blood and the cross and sin and hell out. But if we honor the Lord's Supper according to God's Word, we will never separate our practice and our purpose as a church from the truth that God has established in His Word. Folks, I want you to know something. We want to do good and help people. But our primary purpose as a church is not to make this world a better place from which to go to hell. The primary purpose of our church is to present the gospel that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried in a borrowed tomb, and 3 days later rose from the grave victoriously so that sinners could repent and have forgiveness of their sins and have the joys and glory of eternal life and the promise of everlasting life in heaven. If we leave Jesus out, and the need for men and women to repent of their sins and come to faith in Christ, we have left out that thing that is most important. And our church will head down a road to carnality, worldliness. And we'll lose our purpose. We might be some kind of social club or country club or someplace where you pay your dues and get your benefits, but that's not the church of Jesus Christ. And that's not the church that we want to be. That's not the church that, with God's help, we will be, as we honor and keep our priorities straight and keep Christ first in this local assembly. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 11, verse number 23, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He brake it and said, Take, eat, this is My body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me. After the same manner also He took the cup. When He had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in My blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of Me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till He come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. And I want to pray right now and ask the Lord to tender our hearts and quiet our spirits. Father, we ask now that you would speak to our hearts, bind the hands of Satan, prevent us from distraction, meet our needs, bless your word. We ask your power in our midst. We welcome your moving in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord's Supper. Some people call it communion, and there are some people who want to fuss about what you call it. I don't really have a fuss about it, but I do know that we should come to the Lord's table consistently, and we should come to the Lord's table for the right reason, and it is has a purpose. It is for our memory, remembering. This do in remembrance of me. And when we want to remember something, we take a look at it. And in this passage of Scripture, we have the opportunity to look a few places. And as we look, we are to be reminded of the work that God has done in our hearts and the treasure we have in our Savior, the Lord Jesus. The first thing we want to do as we are remembering the Lord this evening, as we take the Lord's Supper, is we should look back. We should look back. Look back in history. We should remember what God did for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So let's look back. Look back in your mind's eye to the cross. The Bible says in verse number 23, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." What are we doing? We're looking back. Why do we come to the Lord's Supper? Why do we come to the Lord's table? Is it some type of religious rite or act? No, it's a picture. It's a picture. It represents something. Baptism is a picture. When we stand in the water, these are the two church ordinances that we observe. When we stand in the water crosses our body. It's a picture of the cross that Jesus died on. When we go under the water, we are buried, and we represent the death and burial of our Savior. I say when I bury someone, buried with Christ in baptism. It's a picture. And then I say, raised to walk in newness of life. The water crosses our body. We're buried with Christ in baptism. It's a picture of his death, burial, raised to walk in newness of life. And we come out of the grave and we picture what Jesus has done in our lives. Baptism is an outward profession of an inward faith. The Bible says the redeemed of the Lord say so. And when we get baptized, we picture Christ, his death, his burial, and resurrection. And when it is done appropriately and righteously, it is a reminder of what Jesus did for us on the cross. We get baptized after we get saved. One time, but the Lord's table is an opportunity for us to come as often as you do it in remembrance of the same thing. It's a picture. Jesus, as he met in the upper room with his disciples, he broke the unleavened bread. And it was a picture of the body of, he said, this is my body. It represented the fact that he died on the cross, that he was broken. This is my body that is broken. The cup, by the way, the bread comes in a box from the store, and it doesn't become the body of Christ when you put it in your mouth. The cup, it's Welch's grape juice. Actually, it's even not even Welsh. I think we got the Food Club brand this time. Some of you will tell the difference. Don't complain. You see, it's not the blood of, it doesn't become the blood of Christ when we put it in our mouths. It's a picture. You see, the bread came from the store, the juice came from the store, the water came from the town of Chilhowee. The elements are not as important as the picture and the remembrance and the reminder that it is Christ who gave his body on the cross of Calvary. I like the words of the song, "No man took his life. With love he gave it." And the cup represents the blood that was shed by our Savior. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. As we take the cup, we're reminded, as we look back at what Jesus did for us. Oh, what a Savior.
Amen.
Bless His name. I needed a Savior. And tonight we honor the fact that He was willing to give Himself as our Savior. We look back. Aren't you thankful? How many of you here tonight, you're saved? You say amen?
Amen. Amen.
Aren't you thankful? Amen. Look back and thank the Savior tonight for what He's done for you. We look back. Then we should look forward. I love this verse. This Bible says in verse number 26, the Bible says in verse 26, "For as often as ye eat this cup, eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death." Look at those next three words. "Till He come." As we take the Lord's Supper tonight, we should thank Him for what He's done in the past as we look back. We also should be looking forward. I'm excited because any moment Jesus can come again.
Amen.
"Till He come." Many years ago, He died on the cross. Many years ago, He was buried in a borrowed tomb. Many years ago, He rose victoriously. Many years ago, He ascended into heaven. And when He ascended into heaven, He said, "I go and prepare a place for you, and I will come again." Amen. He's coming again.
Amen.
"The trump will sound. The dead in Christ shall rise. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." And those of us who have people on the other side, who are with the Savior, every day we have the promise that we can see them and be with them. The possibility that this could be the day that Jesus comes again. You see, for the child of God, the return of Christ is something exciting. For the child of God who's walking in fellowship, it is, at least. As we think about the return of the Lord, may we be snapped into the reality that may God find us faithful. May find us faithful. You see, the Lord's Supper, we look back at the cross and we're reminded of the great gift of salvation. As we take the Lord's Supper, we look forward at the coming of Christ and we're reminded, may God find us faithful and we be ready when our Lord comes. We look back, we look forward, ahead. Then thirdly, we look within. Look what the Scripture says in verse 27. "Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we should judge ourselves, we should not be judged." What's the Scripture tell us to do? As we come to the Lord's Supper, we're to look within. We're to ask God to show us in our hearts individually, "Lord, what sin is it in my heart? It's keeping me from pleasing you." Every last one of us Christian people, as we prepare to take the Lord's Supper, we should look within and we should ask this of the Lord. Search my heart. Know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me. And folks, I'll just tell you, if you come to the Lord's table with unconfessed sin, it's a dangerous thing. That's what the Bible says. Take it unworthily. This is serious. But it is seriously an opportunity for us to get right with God. Is that sin worth ruining your relationship with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? The answer is no. Then by all means, swallow your pride. Confess your sin. Get right with God. You see, the Lord's Supper prevents carnality in the church by preventing carnality in our hearts. As we take the Lord's Supper and we're reminded of what Jesus did for us on the cross, we're reminded that Jesus is coming again, then we have every reason to get ourselves right with God now in our hearts. Look within. Look within. I dare you. Ask Jesus right now to show you sin in your heart. And when he brings it up, confess it. If you're here tonight and you've confessed a sin to the Lord just now, let me tell you the sweetest truth that ever was. He forgave you. He forgave you. He removed it as far as the east is from the west. He's forgiven you. We have fellowship with the Savior of the world. What do? We look within. I beg of you, don't take it unworthily. Get it right. Confess your sin to the Lord. And finally, as we come to the Lord's table, the Bible says in verse number 33, "Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another." Tarry one for another. What do? We look around. We look around. And we serve each other. Here in a few minutes, we're going to serve the Lord's Supper. And we're serving one another. I serve the deacons. The deacons serve me. The deacons serve you. We tarry one for another. Do you know what the Spirit of Christ is? It is not mine, mine, mine. Me, me, me. The Spirit of Christ, Jesus didn't just look out for Jesus. As a matter of fact, Jesus had a burden to help others. And the Spirit of the New Testament church and the Spirit of the Christian home is one that tarries for others. Tarry one for another. What's that mean? Just wait on other people. Wait on them. Serve them. Don't get ahead. Don't be so concerned about you that you leave others out. We get the opportunity to serve each other. What a joy it is to be able to serve one another. What do? We're to look around. As we take the Lord's Supper, we look around and we tarry for one another. I'd encourage you today, this evening, say something nice to someone. Go out of your way to be kind. Tarry. And exhibit the Spirit of Christ. And guess what God does when we come to the Lord's Supper? He reminds us of these beautiful things, these wonderful things. What do? Look behind at what Christ did. Look ahead. Jesus is coming. Look within. Get your heart right with God. Look around. Serve others. The Spirit of the Lord's Supper in this beautiful picture protects us from carnality. May God help us to honor Him as we take the Lord's Supper.